Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Asha Kasirani. She is a clinical nutritionist, registered nutritionist, and Dr. Michelle Leish. She's a medical doctor, and they're the authors of The Liver Healing Diet. Ladies, you wrote this book to help people with liver disease. And you're suggesting that approximately 10% of the population could notice a difference by improving their health, by following what you have, you know, the programs that you have set out in this book. What are some of those things that people can do if they're feeling sluggish, if they're noticing that their eyes or their skin are a little bit yellow? You know, if they're what can they do?
Well, you know, if anybody notices those symptoms, they should see their doctor right away and get checked out. Because as I mentioned, those symptoms are indications that they have pretty advanced liver disease. So, you know, first step is definitely to see their doctor, get checked out, and figure out what's going on.
Okay, and after that, so somebody, obviously, if they're yellow or they're nauseous for a period of time, they're going to go to the doctor and get it checked out. But so the doctor says, you know what, you have fatty liver disease, or, you know, perhaps your liver's not, your enzyme count is high. What are some of the things that they can do at home while they're waiting for the results of these tests, for example, or what are some of the foods they should be eating? And what are some, you talk about exercise in your book, what are some of the exercises that will make a difference for the liver?
Sure.
Yeah, so if, you know, David, I want to clarify, and then I'm going to let Asha sort of go into sort of the diet and other things, but, you know, this book, we definitely are, telling people before you get there, before you get to when your eyes are yellow and you're having, you know, severe disease, when your eyes are yellow, you know, it can mean that you already have cirrhosis and you're pretty advanced. So we don't want you to get there. I think the best intervention is before your liver is completely scarred up.
So Michelle, I guess what I hear you saying is that everybody should be doing some of these steps to ensure that they have a healthy liver as they go along.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're overweight or obese, changing your lifestyle can prevent this from happening. And if you have the, you know, sort of early stages of this disease, it can be reversed. And so that's where we should intervene, and not when, you know, you've already developed cirrhosis. Because at that point, you know, you definitely still want to do all these, and you really want to pay attention to a low-sodium diet and, you know, getting the weight off. But when you've progressed to cirrhosis and your eyes are turning yellow, you know, we're talking about, like, you may need a liver transplant. And so we really want to sort of intervene before any of those symptoms.
Okay, so Asha, what are some of the healthy foods for a healthy liver?
So before it gets to that point, the best way to prevent the damage to the liver and try and reverse some of the damage that's been happened to the liver is making diet changes and, you know, starting an exercise program if you're not already exercising. And as far as the diet is concerned, you know, and looking at your habits, you know, you meet with a dietitian or if your doctor referred you to a dietitian, or as we indicate in the book, what you do is you look at your diet and you see what you're doing wrong or unhealthy, and then you try and change it into adding healthy foods. For example, if you don't eat fresh fruit and vegetables that are good in fiber and vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, you know, that's where you start, you know. So it's not just important to take away the bad foods that are harming you, but it's just as important to keep adding the foods that are helpful to you to help the liver reverse some of the damage, to help the liver get healthy. So it's really two steps, Dave. You know, you take away the foods that are harming you first. So we outline in the book, you know, what are the foods that you definitely should stay away from. You know, if you've been diagnosed with liver disease, you have fatty liver disease, that's when you just look at it and say, okay, what is my diet? What am I eating every day? And let's take these away from my diet. And then the next step is, okay, now adding the good foods for me. So like I mentioned, you know, fruits and vegetables, and protein that is lean and lower in fat content, and then, you know, good carbohydrates, or we, as we say, complex carbohydrates, because we don't recommend, you know, that you take away any particular food group from your diet. The only thing, if you ask me, like, what should you not eat is the salt and the sugar, you know, the processed sugar and the added salt. So eating healthily overall, including everything, you know, including good fats, including good carbohydrates, good fruits and vegetables, is really what the point is of this diet, you know, if you want.
I understand that the organ is one of the only organs that can regenerate its cells. Are there certain foods or herbs that can really make a difference for that?
Certain foods that are, yeah, sure. You know, so I think mostly is that to add the protein into your diet to help the cells repair, regrow. You know, we all know that protein adds the building blocks, you know, to your body, to your cells. You know, so giving it good nutrition, like good proteins for cell turnover and helping your liver to regenerate some of the cells that have been damaged, and good fruits and vegetables and antioxidant foods, you know, that will help you reverse some of this damage that's been done or to prevent further damage. So plenty, you know, we outline in the book, you know, what are the fruits and vegetables, what are some of the healthy fats, like fats that are rich in omega-3s, you know, oily fish, you know, good oils like olive oil and nuts, you know, walnuts and, you know, different kinds of foods and different food groups that will help you do it collectively. You know, it's not just one magic food that'll do it. You know, it's a combination of the food that you eat every day. That's what's going to give it a positive effect.
I don't usually think of exercises as helping the liver. Dr. Lake, what are some of the exercises that are beneficial to the liver?
You know, I think any bit, you know, right now, along sort of with a North American diet, I think one of the big problems is that people aren't exercising or being physically active enough. So if you think about, you know, sort of the world and our life a couple hundred years ago, people were a lot more active. They had to farm, they had to hunt, and people were a lot less sedentary. And then, you know, and your foods were a lot less processed. And all of a sudden, in recent times, in modern times, we hit this whole calorie excess, and you can get food on every corner, and we're mostly in an office. And that's really served to really throw everything off in our bodies, and that's why we're seeing a lot of these other diseases as well, like diabetes. So, you know, we know exercise definitely can rebalance the whole, you know, your metabolic profile in your body, and that's why it's important. And so we, you know, the recommended exercise is in a given week, you want to get at least 150 minutes of, you know, moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity. And moderate intensity is, you know, when your heart rate's up, you're sweating. And vigorous intensity is when your heart rate's up, you're sweating, and, you know, you're breathing hard. So, you know, you shouldn't be carrying on a full conversation while you're doing a vigorous intensity exercise. So you should be really working hard. And, you know, you can split up however you want. I mean, we recognize that, you know, the challenges of exercising with, like, family and work. And so anytime you can get it in, if you can get it in, you know, 30 minutes at a time for a couple days a week, or if you can get in, you know, like a bigger chunk of time once a week, that's great. But you just really want to get that amount of cardiovascular exercise in. And then, you know, a couple other days of strength training. But you want to really have a better balance of your muscle to fat ratio in your body, because muscle will burn fat, and, you know, fat is just storing excess energy.
Hmm. Now, you have a whole section of your book about recipes, and, you know, I find it fascinating. What are some of the, you know, recipes that you really recommend that people should use if they want to promote healthy liver?
Well, all of them, really, because these are very simple recipes, and we've broken it down to, like, breakfast, lunch, you know, main meals, and sandwiches and salads and desserts. And these are the recipes that Michelle and I actually use every day, that we we cook. You know, we those are our recipes that we have made meals, you know, for our families. And very simple to make, simple ingredients, healthy, you know, carbohydrates and good protein. And we've given them, like, alternatives for, you know, people that don't eat meat or want to eat, include fish or vegetarian options as well, like, just underneath the recipe. And you know, quick to make, because we know that, you know, everybody's busy, you're working longer hours, you know, you think about convenience. So we try to include these recipes that we make when we come home after working 10 hours, 11 hours. It just takes 20 minutes to make, as long as you have the basic ingredients at home. So that is another point in our book that we drive very, very strongly, is that preparation is the key. Meal planning. You know, if you just come home at 7 o'clock and you look at our book and say, oh, I'm going to try this recipe, and then you find that you don't have the vegetables that we ask for, or, you know, whole wheat pasta that we say that one recipe calls for, so you're obviously not going to try it because you don't have those ingredients. But we try to keep it very simple. It's not a, you know, elaborate pantry that we're asking you to stock. Very basic foods that are healthy and quick to make. You can make, you can double these recipes and make extra servings and, so, you know, save them for another meal, whether it's work, lunch, you know, for the next day, or dinner the next day. And recipes that not just people with the liver disease, but your family, the whole family can eat these meals. It's not like a special meal that only you eat. So we're encouraging, you know, families to cook together, try these recipes. You know, if there's some vegetables and foods that you see in the ingredients that you've never heard of or you've never tried, this is the time to do it, because, you know, nothing's too crazy. You know, it's just regular stuff that we're asking you to try.
Asha, Michelle, we only have a minute left or so. I'm wondering if somebody could sum up what the book's about and just tell readers where they can get it and why they should be picking it up.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, fatty liver disease and, you know, sort of all chronic liver diseases are very common in North America, and many people are undiagnosed. And if you have one of the risk factors, I think it's very important to sort of change your lifestyle to prevent this liver disease and also to reverse whatever damage is in your liver. It's available on Amazon.com, and I'm not sure what other local bookstores it'll come to, but definitely available on Amazon.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Kate Ray and Blue about some of the research she's been doing.